This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Every time God did something for you, it was a gift. You didn't deserve none of it. You still don't deserve none of it. And when this thing is over with and you find yourself in heaven in the glory land, it wasn't because you did something. You keep that little paper to yourself talking about what you done did to get in. You better not go to the gates with no list talking about what you did to get in. They ain't gonna let you in, because anybody in their right mind ought to know that this is a gift.
Calling all world changers and those who have been changed by the message of grace. It's homecoming time. We've been on the road spreading the gospel, and now it's time to bring it home. That's right. Grace Life 2023 Homecoming is upon us and will be an experience like no other. We are inviting the entire World Changers Nation home July 13th through the 15th at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia. Welcome home, World Changers.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Philippians 2:13 in the NLT. This absolutely got my attention. I'm like, wait a minute. In the following sermons, I'm going to show you all the scriptures I've been able to find where God was saying, I do the work, I do the work, I do the work, I do the work. And I got to be honest with you, for at least 30 years, I thought, no, I do the work, Lord, not you. I got to do the work so you can do this. Think about how that sounds. I got to do this so that God is able to do what He needs to do. So I am basing God's power on my performance. God's power, think about what I just said. Think about what I just said. God's power is based on whether you good or bad. That's that Santa Claus fable, isn't it? Ain't that Santa Claus fable? He knows when you sleepy. He knows when you awake. He knows when you've been. So be. We took a Santa Claus fable and stuck it in church. God's power is not based on my performance, good or bad. God's power is based on my belief, and then His grace shows up whether you've been good or bad. But either way, you didn't deserve nothing. That's why His grace shows up, because it's undeserved favor. So what you get was the goodness of God just showing up because He wanted to gift it to you. And most of the stuff God does for you is not because of your performance. He did it as a gift. God is the real Santa Claus showing up with the gifts. He's got a gift for you every single day. He woke you up this morning. That was a gift. He started you on your way. That was a gift. He gave you the money and the supplies to do what you didn't know. That was a gift. Hallelujah. He showed you how crazy you were and how unreasonable you were. That was a gift. He showed you your stupid and your dumbness. That was a gift. Every time God did something for you, it was a gift. You didn't deserve none of it. You still don't deserve none of it. And when this thing is over with and you find yourself in heaven in the glory land, it wasn't because you did something. You keep that little paper to yourself talking about what you done did to get in. You better not go to the gates with no list talking about what you did to get in. They ain't gonna let you in, because anybody in their right mind ought to know that this is a gift. Eternal life is a gift. And we've turned church into this Santa Claus fable. You better do this, you better do that, better do that, better, better. Because God won't be able, His power is not able to work on you, because His power is based on you, your performance. Be really, really good. We used to have people who got divorces thinking that they were just doomed. Oh, what happened? You got a divorce? God's not going to be able to bless you. Stop it. Stop it. He used a life and a divorce to keep making them. God ain't got it. God's still working on it. Hey, there is nothing you and I can do to stop the work of the Holy Spirit. Turn to your neighbor once again and say, He working on you. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, you are going to prepare yourself for an outflow of the power of God like you've never seen it before, because watch this, you now receive God as a gift. God's my gift. I don't deserve nothing, but He keep working on me. How many of you know God ain't gonna let you go? God ain't gonna quit on you. Amen. Praise God. All right, next verse, ready? For God, watch this, look who working. God is working where? All right, now you're gonna take it a little further. What are you doing? What are you working on? See, you think, well, God's working to do, you know, to give me my bag, and God's working to what is He doing? He's working in you, giving you what? All right, so watch this. God's working on your desire compartment. When you desire the wrong things, that's what moves you in the wrong path and in the wrong direction. Somebody says, well, I don't want to come to church. I don't want to pray. I don't want to do anything. God knows that. And He knows that He's got to work on the desire compartment. Because what you don't desire to do, you're probably not going to ever initiate it. Nobody like God can change your desire. Your desire is like a want to. And you know a lot of people who just don't want to have nothing to do with God no more. And I can't blame them with the teaching that they've gotten over their lifetime. I tell you, if all I would have ever heard was what I heard, I don't think I'd even be saved right now. I'd be right there with them. I'd be cussing folks out. Because a lot of people have gotten frustrated with coming to church and being fed fear. Fed fear. And what they were asking for us to do was impossible. And the problem is the preacher was asking you to do it as if he had perfected it. If any preacher has perfected it, then the Holy Spirit's not working in them. No preacher has perfected it. The preacher is on a tad level with everybody else. You have to understand that. He's working on me. He's working on you. And we got to stop the religious game. You can't hardly see God because of all the religion. And frankly, what happened is people said, I'm tired of all that. I've heard people say, if I'm going to go to hell, I'm just going to go to hell then. I'm like, dang. You can't even use hell against them no more. You know, you could use hell against them. All right, you don't get your tithe, you're going to hell. Oh, shoot, man. Now, you don't get your tithe, go to hell. Well, I just got to go then because I need this. I'm just going to go. Because the fact of the matter is that's not the truth. And when you feed that garbage over and over and over and over and over again, one day people wake up and they're just like, I'm just not interested in God. And they're mad at God because we didn't spend enough time getting to know Him. We kept stopping at a certain place. In other words, you know, say I learned something 10 years ago and I just stopped right there 10 years ago. My prayer is don't ever let me settle. I want to be ever learning. I want to always grow. So God said, I got to work on your desire. I got to work on your want to. There's some things you want to do. I got to change that want to. And I got to give you a new want to in place of that want to. And God can do that. You want to do some of the things you've been doing. God says, I'm going to change that. How many of you can recall right now in your mind some things you used to want to do that you don't want to do it no more. That want to is gone. Raise your hands. So you have experience with God changing your want to. That's the work he's doing. But just because he changed that one want to doesn't mean he's finished. He is committed to staying with it. He's going to keep changing your want to's until you just want to do what pleases God. And that's what the scripture says. He's given you the desire. You know what I used to think that scripture was? Yeah, y'all check me on this. We used to think that this scripture was he'll give you your desire of your heart, the thing you really want. So if you really desire a car, God's going to give you that car because he said he'll give you the desire of your heart. You remember how we used to preach that scripture? God will give you the desire of your heart. You desire that house, then he'll give you that house. That ain't what he told me. But see, if I didn't grow, it'd be 2023 and I'm still talking about God will give you that car. That's what you desire. Amen. That's what the Bible say. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power. So now he's working in you. So notice the association with desiring what's right and now having the ability to do something. So God says, in order for you to have the ability to do a thing, I got to first of all start at first base. I got to give you the right desire. And I'm going to give you the right desire. I'm not asking you to do some weird thing to get the desire. I'm going to give you the right desire. And I'm going to give you the ability to do what pleases me. So what is the ultimate goal? It is not giving you the desire and the ability to please yourself. Some people are so self-absorbed. All they do all day is think about what they want God to do for them so they can be pleased. And I used to think, God, that's your job, is to make sure I'm pleased. And I'm telling you, I'm not pleased. I'm disgusted with myself. I need you to help me. And you know what happens? And if you don't get to the place of being pleased, you'll go get drunk. I got to get pleased. I need some liquor. Liquor. Still liquor. You got to ask God to help you. I got to get myself out the circle. This life is not about you being pleased. Always you being pleased. Can't hardly help somebody and let God use us to help somebody because what's in it for me? The number one goal of God changing your desire and giving you the ability is to do what pleases him. Your whole life is about, here's what you're doing. Jesus, that's the whole walk in Jesus' life. I do whatever pleases God. And God says, that's the objective, but you ain't ready yet because you're a fallen man. So I got to come and do the work in you. And at the end, all you're going to want to do is please me. Some of you are getting close to that space right now. All I want to do is please God. I'm tired of everybody else's drama. I want to please God. I'm tired of being in bondage, supposed. I want to please God. I'm tired of worrying about what somebody said when they said it, how they say it. I want to please God. I'm tired. I'm just tired. I want to please God. I want to please God. And God will give you such a desire that all you want to do is please God. And I know one of the things that pleases God is how we treat one another and how we support one another and how we put other people ahead of ourselves. Somebody says, well, I don't know how to make my marriage work. I'm telling you right now, learn how to get out the circle and spend your time pleasing one another. You can't be in a marriage and all you want to do is be pleased. In fact, not even a marriage, any relationship. Nobody wants to be in a relationship when it's all about you all the time. That's toxicity. I want you to please me. Well, what about me? You don't matter. You just spend your time pleasing me. What? No. I want to please God. I want to please God. And it's cost me a lot to want to please God. I say things that, when they don't line up with traditional belief, causes me to be put under an attack
because that's not what we've said. And so God says, I got to work in you to get delivered from people. And that was a painful process. It still is. Getting delivered from people is not like, voila. Getting delivered from people, it hurts. It's painful. Necessary, but it's painful. Because you love a lot of people and you want to please people. And you can't be a people pleaser, because if you're a people pleaser, I mean, what's on the line if you're spending your time being a people pleaser? And then God shows up and he says, I want you to do that. And you think, okay, God, I want to please you. He says, wait a minute, but if I do that to please you, then I'm not going to be pleasing with that person. And now you stand between pleasing God and pleasing people. And Paul said that you can't please God by trying to please people. The greatest deliverance you can have is being delivered from people. And so many people are in people bondage. I mean, you do the whole Instagram thing. What is all that for? Just trying to please somebody. And then you go back in an hour, let me see what they said. Now you're looking for validation. You're looking for everything from people when you should be looking to get that from God. And you won't do it. Well, you know, that's my truth. Oh, so now that you don't want God's truth, you're going to say, my truth. That's my truth. My truth is there's nothing wrong with how I'm living. Okay. That's my truth. Okay. You just better make sure your truth lines up with the truth. And ain't but one the truth. You can have a million your truths, but ain't but one the truth. And God's working in me. He's working in you too. I want you to realize that on the way home, he's working in you. If you should pick a fight with your husband or wife, he working with you. You can pick a fight with your husband or wife and then shut up, and then God immediately start talking to you. Now you know that ain't right. You know this about you, don't it? You know you're just a little irritated baby right now. You need to go take a nap. You're acting like a little kid that need a nap. He'll talk to you like that. Why? He's growing you up. He's changing your desire. So think about what it takes to change a desire. Think about that. You go on and you do something crazy. You've been desiring to do it. You go on, you do something crazy. You keep desiring to do it. Think about what has to happen to change that desire. As long as no conflict comes up, you're probably going to want to keep desiring it. So think about what God's got to let happen to change your wanting to do that. Think about this now. See, I mean, you know, we always talk about the devil busy. What has to happen for you to finally stop that? Because you're not listening to nobody. Mom and them trying to tell you, you still ain't listening. What has to happen? I tell you what has to happen. Life. Because when you won't listen to your mama, you won't listen to your preacher, you won't listen to the Holy Ghost, life don't care whether you listen to it or not. Life just going to start teaching you. Life just going to start showing you, all right, this what happened if you keep doing that. This what happened if you keep doing that. All right, go on, keep going down there. I know what it's in. I done seen this movie. I already know. I don't care if you keep doing it or not. My name ain't God. My name life. I don't care what you do. And now, once you realize that it wasn't as pretty as you thought it was and fall off a cliff, the next time you go down that path, you're going to be a little bit more cautious. Now, some folks, they going to keep going. Maybe the cliff disappears. And then they go down there and they fall again. Uh-huh. Don't tell me God doesn't use trials and tribulations to mature you. Yeah. He would love for you to just pay attention to him. Hey, son, do this. Yes, sir. But most people right now, they're not like that. What they do is they remember what God said once they went on and did what he told them not to do, and then the hard time came, and God said, I tried to tell you so you wouldn't listen. So I love you so much, I got to change that desire, so this, this, and this happened.
Yeah. So don't come whining about, y'all just don't understand what I'm going through. I know exactly what you're going through. That's why I told you not to do that. I know exactly what you're going through. That's why I'm preaching this right now. You understand what the work is? Changing your desire and giving you the ability to do what pleases him. His objective, to create a God pleaser. That's the objective, to create a God pleaser. Now, you got to understand, God's not going to take advantage of you pleasing him. When you become a God pleaser, you're going to be pleased. Oh, boy. You go to pleasing God, he's going to go to pleasing you. Everything God does in our life is for our benefit. And it starts with allowing him to do the work on the inside of you. Come on, let's go to Psalms 138 and 8, the King James and then NLT. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Now, look at this. God says every issue that concerns you, if it concerns you, he will perfect it. He will deal with the thing that's dealing with you. Glory be to God. Look at this in the, I think, the NLT. He said, the Lord will work out his plans for my life. That's what he's doing, right? He's working out his plans for your life. God's working out your plan. That's why I don't have to come up with a whole bunch of don't do this and don't do that and don't do that. No. Here's the ultimate goal. He is working in you. You believe in him. He's working in you, and he will work out his plans for your life. And that's what's going on. He's working out his plans for your life. He says, the Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. This is God loving me. This is God loving me. God's working his plan out for my life. This is God loving me. I don't know. I mean, physically, I'm restoring myself, but spiritually, there's something attached to my spirit that I didn't have before I went through these 3 years. I sense it. It's like filling up a bathtub, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I noticed it last night. There's something he has worked in me through all of this. Halabashaka. And he's doing the same thing with you. Oh, Lord, endures forever. His love endures forever. Now watch this. Don't abandon me for you, God. Come on. You made me. Don't abandon me. Now, here's the deal. God is not going to abandon you. It feels like it. It feels like it. When I looked at that thing and I saw those three cancerous tumors, it feels like he abandoned me. God, I'm your preacher. What's up? When shingles attacked my body, it felt like God abandoned me. It really did feel like God abandoned me, and I felt like Satan took his place. Because shingles is straight from hell. My mama said that shingles is the devil. Felt like he abandoned me. But God says, I'm not going to abandon you. I made you. You know what he's saying? I know what you can take. I know what you can go through.
Is there a difference between who God says you are and what you see in yourself every day? Creflo Dollar uncovers how God works to line up your stance and your state in his series, When Will I Be What God Says I Am? All four messages of this revealing series can be yours today for a love gift of $25 for CDs, $35 for DVDs. Get yours by calling the number on your screen, scanning the QR code, or visiting CreflodollarMinistries.org today.
Change Experience 2023 is coming to your city. Join Creflo Dollar in Miami, May 19th, and in Charlotte, June 9th. Unite with the World Changers Nation and get Psalm 91 equipped live. Experience meaningful worship and the life-changing message of grace. This is a revival like none other. Seating is limited. Register now. Text CHANGE 2023 to 51555. Scan the QR code or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
Do you have a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel of grace? If so, prayerfully consider supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries financially. You may not be called to preach in a pulpit or perform missions work in another country, but you assist those who are called to do these things each time you give financial gifts to this ministry. God bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on Changing Your World.
To support our kingdom mission of winning souls for Jesus, you may call us or give online at CreflodollarMinistries.org. Thank you for giving and enabling us to share this gospel of grace all over the world.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. Tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Have you ever had God save somebody in your family and they were no good for nothing dirty, but He saved them anyway, sanctified them, filled them with the Holy Ghost?
Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times.
I open my heart, I open my mind, I open myself up to God possibilities, to God happenings, God encounters, whatever He wants to do, however He wants to do it, but I refuse to live in the past.
We're in this together. No matter where we are world changers. See you online.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.